RadioMD.com. Dr. Pam Peek, founder of the Peek Performance Center, and Michelle King Robson, founder of EmpowHer.com, cut through the confusion to discuss all things her. This is Her Radio on Radio MD.
Hey, Michelle, we're going to talk about something really neat, unique, and innovative. Are you ready?
Oh, I'm always ready. What are we talking about?
Slow beauty. Slow beauty.
I like that.
It just conjures up such great feelings. And the founder of Slow Beauty and the Slow Beauty movement is Shell Pink. And Shell Pink is also the creator and founder of Spa Ritual, which has natural products for the body as well as the nails. And now we're going to talk about this Slow Beauty movement with Shell. Oh, I can't wait to learn more. Shell, welcome to Her Radio. Michelle and I are looking forward to what you have to say about why you created this movement, Slow Beauty, and what it's really all about.
Well, thank you. It's great to be here. So really, Slow Beauty, it's a conversation starter about what it really means to be truly beautiful, and especially in this world of beauty where everything's about fast. It's about quick fixes and immediate results and anti-aging. And so I wanted to, kind of use the Spa Ritual brand as a platform to start having a new conversation about beauty and how we can best care for ourselves and, connect beauty with our health and wellness. It's one and the same.
So tell me, why is beauty more than just looking good, right? Because that's how, because we are in this fast pace, let's hurry up and, give me an injection and let's go. Why is it more than just looking good?
Because just looking good isn't really working for us, for health and for longevity and sustainability. So it's really important to cultivate how we feel inside and branch out in terms of our definition of what beauty really means. It's not just about external beauty, but it's about what we eat. It's what we put on our body. It's how we feel. It's what we use, in our environment. It's about the people that we surround ourselves with.
So, if you've got a woman out there, she's listening, mm-hmm. and she's captivated. She's saying, Slow Beauty. I've never heard of that before, but it sounds so fascinating. So how would a woman out there running around, doing her thing 24/7 on, how does she begin to take steps to incorporate and integrate Slow Beauty into her own life?
Well, I think a great first step is, definitely to look at what kind of beauty products she's using, making sure that in all facets that she's using, the health, really taking care of herself and using the healthiest products possible, the most natural, organic products so that, that contributes to her health and wellness. But then
anti-allergens too, which is a big thing people don't know about.
Anti-allergen, exactly.
Yes.
And then I think it's important to incorporate, slower practices in your life. I'm a huge proponent of meditation, and
yay!
It's something that I speak out about all the time.
Yes,
and
yes.
Just taking time out for yourself. I mean, this is such a gift you can give to yourself in terms of reducing stress and slowing down the aging process. And I mean, it's almost better than any skincare product that you can put on your face in terms of making you feel good and look beautiful.
What is your Pam?
Yeah, what is the ritual?
That,
go ahead.
That I think is, and it goes back to this whole slow beauty concept, Shell, that you've created, which is, every day I sit down and I take time to put my makeup on, and I don't wear a tremendous amount, but it's like a meditation for me in a certain way. And I just like the feeling of, being by myself and taking this time and, nurturing myself. And I think, and it slows down my mind, which really makes me feel so much better, and it makes me look better, quite honestly.
Well, exactly. It's kind of like slow living. Everyone's running around at this ridiculous pace. Nobody's really living their life. They're just kind of gerbil wheeling it
through. Going through it.
Exactly. Yeah, and they're kind of missing the point that life is the journey, and that, embracing every single moment is where it's at. Which is, living mindfully. What kind of meditation ritual do you use, Shell?
Well, I do transcendental meditation. I do TM.
I do too.
I've been doing it for 15 years. And I love it. But
cool.
I think there's so many great different meditation approaches that you can that are out there for people. I think a lot of people are nervous, you know, to slow down and to take time out. And but I think it's really that I would say is number one for people to incorporate to start down this path of slow beauty.
Well, I think a lot of women out there flip out because they go, oh my gosh, you know, I don't have 10 minutes, 20 minutes, whatever. You know what I've done, Michelle and Shell, is I challenge, you know, anyone in front of me. I say, can you do just 30 minutes? Excuse me, just 30 seconds. Just 30 seconds. That's it. And so they go, well, of course I can do 30 seconds. And then I usually say, well, now close your eyes. And so I look at my watch, and of course I don't do 30 seconds because I'm a little stealth health person, and I let it rock. And next thing I know, I go, okay, we're done. And then they say, wow, that was delightful. How long was I under? Oh, 3 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and you have to convince them, crying out loud. People go into like some kind of time frenzy or something.
Yeah.
So what else can a woman do, Shell, to incorporate slow beauty into her life outside of meditation?
Well, another practice that I do is called Abhyanga, and it's a daily self-massage that I do when I get out of the shower.
Cool.
And it's something that comes from the Ayurvedic tradition, which is the science of life. And I use an oil, sesame oil, on my body from the spa ritual line. And it just, you know, it's just something to kind of wake up the body and invigorate, and it tones the skin. And it just, you know, connects you to being in your body. And I've been doing that for years.
I love it.
I think that's great, too, because you can also, you know, when you do that type of massage to yourself, you can also check for breast cancer, for lumps, for, you know, a whole host of changes that can occur in the body. It also helps the circulation, right?
Yeah,
and
exactly.
And to me, that's also another form of meditation.
Yes.
To a certain extent. Yeah. It's self-love. It's
self-meditation. Yes.
How many times do I see women driving down the street putting on their mascara, putting on their lip gloss?
Yeah.
And because they're in such a darn hurry, and that's why I've made, you know, what I do, kind of my ritual, along with taking a bath. That's my other ritual. Every night with the candle, you know, and with my essential oils in the bathtub. Just having that time.
No, I love it. And, you know, what both of you are talking about is something else, too. So many women are dissociated from themselves, mind and body.
Right.
They just run around. They got a head and God knows what's happening below the neck. And, you know, when you do self-massage, Shell, I'm so happy you brought it up. And Michelle, I know that you do, you know, the same kind of ritual. And that is you stay associated with your body. You know how it feels, you know, and you take full accountability for it.
Yeah.
So there's no mystery here. And it also allows you to continue to respect and honor it, which is so terribly important. Women out there are just, you know, just slopping stuff on, running through, and God bless, you know, they got to slow down to be able to just embrace the journey in every breath. Wouldn't you agree?
Well, it goes back to loving yourself, right? And that's a very difficult thing to do. I was with a friend last night, and she said, you know, I've really learned to love myself. And it's been a hard relationship for me.
That's
yep.
So true. We have a saying with the slow beauty movement that you are the love story.
And I love it. I love it. Everyone out there, we're talking to Shell Pink, who is the founder of not only Spa Ritual, so go to SpaRitual.com, but also Slow Beauty and the entire movement, Slow Beauty. Shell, thank you for being on Her Radio. I'm Dr. Pam Peek with Michelle King-Robeson. You're listening to Her Radio. Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Stay well.